story of Murph, the story of Murph, the story of Murph, the story of Murph, the story. Once again, we pick up the exciting story of our two glamorous Broadway chorus girls, Mert and Marge. When we last saw them, they had just said goodbye to Marge's foster brother, Jimmy Minter. Jimmy has promised to reform and has gone back to his home. Mert and Marge are quite relieved, but they are still worried about Billy DeVere, the chorus girl who is jealous of Mert. Billy seems to have some damaging information about Mert. We'll find out more about this in just a moment when we go backstage at the Hayfield Theater for today's chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. It's just before curtain time. Down in the Chick Chick's dressing room, the girls are getting into their costumes. Let's listen.
Oh, Margie, I hope Jimmy got off on the train all right.
Oh, so do I, Myrtle. I guess from what Mr. Arnold said, it was pretty dangerous for Jimmy to remain in New York.
He's getting the jitters with that shadow following us around everywhere we went.
It did seem kind of spooky, but I felt safer.
I hope we can have a little peace of mind now. My nerves are jumpy.
Oh, Myrtle, did you tell Mr. Arnold what Billy said in the dressing room about seeing you at the Red Rooster that night?
Yeah, I told him everything. He's going to question Billy about it.
Oh, she's looking down this way.
All right, dear. Jack says for a certain reason he isn't going to do anything about it until tomorrow. He's trying to find out what her game is.
Well, I hope he settles it.
Well, after all, she probably did see me, but there's something else she's hinting at. The woman's a devil. And all because Ray likes me.
Oh, it's terrible. Still, it's kind of pitiful. She's what you call carrying the torch, isn't she, Myrtle?
She can certainly carry a grudge longer than anybody I ever knew.
Why don't you try to make up with her? It might help matters.
I have tried, Margie. I made every effort to meet her halfway, but she won't give an inch. Oh, I don't give a hoot what she thinks of me, but... Honey, I only hope she doesn't know about you being there the night of the raid.
Well, let's leave it to Mr. Arnold. I believe he can fix anything, Myrtle.
Well, I hope you're right, dear. Well, I'm all made up and ready in case I have to go on in Miss Hall's place again tonight. I'll begin over and over into the line, so if I do have to go on, I won't blow up like I did the first time.
Oh, I hope you do have to, so I can sing your chorus.
Well, now, if Alina could only break her leg, you could go on in her place, Minter.
Oh, Billy, I'd rather play Dixie Lane's part.
Ah, I hope we never live to see it.
Well, if Dixie keeps getting any fatter, someone will be taking her place.
Oh, someday, Nell, I'm going to be a big star like Dixie Lane.
Are you kidding?
What's so funny about that, clowns? Dixie Lane started right here with Hayfield in the chorus. She wasn't even a chick chick. She was one of the mediums.
Yeah, Murray, and I think she's still just medium.
Meow, meow, meow.
Well, I've made up my mind to be a big star. I know it'll mean a lot of hard work, but I'm going to study voice and dramatics and dance and dance and dance.
Oh, come on in.
Hello, girls.
Hi, Clarence.
Uh-oh. Mert, I just dropped in to tell you, you won't have to do Hall's part tonight. She just ankled, or I might say sagged, into the theater.
And just then two more careers bit the dust.
Pay no attention to this severe person, Mert. Last night, you made Hall look very unnecessary. You looked lovely, simply lovely.
Well, thanks, Clarence. Of course, that black sequin creation you designed for Miss Hall really did the trick.
Well, if I do say it myself, I think I am the cleverest costume designer. Oh, which reminds me. Gwen Rogers, where is that Kate?
Yeah, where is our little quiz kid? She hasn't come in yet.
Well, when she does come in, tell that addlepate to come right to the sewing room. The first act finale costume is there. Cora's mending the tatters. I work and slave around here.
Oh, he's a busy little bee, isn't he, girls? Just a bundle of atomic energy. The original split atom, that's Clarence.
One wouldn't expect that from you, Nell.
I work and slave. Ain't he pathetic?
Well, Derry, we never have to worry about your working around here. You haven't worked since you left the five and dime store.
It wasn't the five and dime. It was at... What was it, Billy?
I'm wrong. Some of the items went as high as 25 cents.
Someday, Clarence, I'm going to slug you with a hairnet, and that'll be the end of you.
Oh, lay off, Clarence, Billy. You're always picking on him.
You just stay out of this, dear.
You're always sticking your remodeled snoot into where it doesn't belong.
Oh, let me out of this nest of vipers. And don't forget to tell Gwen to come to the sewing room.
Seems like I've been in the theater for years.
Yeah. Say, I wonder where Gwen is.
Oh, you know,
well, there she is.
Where
have you been, Gwen Rogers? 15 minutes been called.
Oh, I've been to all the places.
Hey, she's plastered.
I was out to that new place where Harmon's orchestra opened last night.
Was the music good?
The best. Simply wonderful.
Hey, look, girl. She's got her shoes in her hand. Hey, did you walk home?
Hey, look here, Billy Devere. Don't you insult me.
Well, what have you got them off for, Gwen?
I didn't want Mr. Hunt to hear me when I came in.
Say, listen, girls, this isn't funny. This is one thing Hayfield or Ray Hunt won't stand for. Now, come on, Gwen. It's almost overture.
Yeah. All right, Merc. You're the only friend I've got in the world.
Now, get your street clothes off, do you hear? Do you want to get fired?
I don't want it. Tonight, I just don't want it.
Brace up now, or I'll shake your right teeth out. You hear me?
I'll be all right, Merc.
Oh, she's just putting it on, the little fool.
Now, you help her with her makeup.
Uh-huh.
I'll get her opening costume on her.
Yeah.
Nobody loves poor little Gwen.
Oh, stop that crying. I can't fix your eyes.
Oh, here's a drink of water, Gwen.
I'm all right.
Oh, goodness, by on the first three numbers. Listen, Gwen, stay out of the butterfly number. You'll never get down out of the air. I'll tell Hunt you're sick.
If I ever get up there in the butterfly number, I'll just hang and hang and hang.
You'll do more than hang if Hunt catches on.
Say, girls, how about the quartet we started the other night? Let's start it again.
Oh.
What'll we sing?
Oh, sing nothing. Yes. Get into this costume, miss.
That's the night Margie went to sleep and missed the party for Ed. Poor Ed. I wish you was here.
Well, here, put your shoes on. And fix your hair.
Well, I'm ready. The show can go on. I'm going upstairs.
Hey, Billy. Yeah? See if there's any mail in the rack for me. I forgot to look.
All right.
Oh, Myrtle, did I tell you I got a letter tonight from Mother? She says she's writing one to you.
Oh, Gwen.
I told her all about you.
I'll be awfully glad to get it. I don't get any letters from anybody except once in a while a mash note or a gas bill. Maybe Anne will write to me, but I'll sure answer your mother's letter.
Well, are you all right now, Gwen? You don't look so hot.
Oh, yes, Nell, I'll be all right.
I hope so.
No mail for you, Nell.
What's that you're reading, Billy?
The blot.
What's the blot, Myrtle?
A tabloid, a scandal sheet that comes out once a week.
Where'd you get it, Billy? I didn't know it was out.
Borrowed it from Pat, the doorman.
Oh.
Well, 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 if it isn't the queen herself right on the front page. Hey, not a bad picture, either.
Oh, Billy, whose picture?
Why, who else but our dear Miss Dear. What? Name and everything under her picture.
You don't mean my picture in the blot?
Good for you, Mark. Getting your picture on the front page.
Hey, will you listen to this, girls?
Huh?
The big hit on the Red Rooster the other night, when the Houston black market ring was caboose, was made even more interesting by the discovery of two of the girls from Hayfield's Pleasures on hand at the psychological moment.
What?
Chick-chick Myrtle Spear was being entertained by two well-known men about town. The other girl's name withheld was discovered in Houston's private office.
No.
The information was given out by Lou, the colored maid in the joint. It's needless to say.
It's a dirty lie, Billy. Do you hear? A dirty lie. Get in
there.
Don't you?
Merch.
What?
Merch. Get into this costume quickly. Huh? Paul's too sick to go on. She's laid out flatter than a crepe Suzette up in her dressing room. Come on, hurry, you glamour girl.
Oh. Well, I won't put it on. I won't do Hall's part tonight.
It's Ray Hunt's orders. You've got to. Hurry up. You're on in the opening scene. Oh.
I tell you, girls, that story in the blot's all a lie.
Oh, Myrtle, please. Here, come on. I'll help you.
Well,
look, you slip into this gown. Here, now, turn around.
Margie, what
I'll zip
I
up
do?
The back.
I can't remember a single line. I'll just spoil the whole show if I go up.
Now, here, Myrtle. Here, put the feathers in your hair. Now, I got your long gloves right over here. You can put those on upstage. Oh, hurry, dear.
Do it, Margie. I just can't do it.
There, I've got you all fixed. You're all ready. Oh, you look beautiful, Myrtle.
Oh. I'll try. I don't see how I'll ever get through. All right, I'll do my best.
Now, remember, Myrtle. Remember what you said to me once, at a little trooper.
I remember, Margie.
Oh, well, you're a great trooper, Myrtle. Everybody knows it. Don't let go now. Oh, come on, Myrtle. There's the overture. Let's go upstairs. Here. Here, Myrtle. Let me fix this bow.
Thanks, Margie.
You'll be on in a minute. Go ahead, trooper. Lay him in the aisles.
A tough spot for anyone in show business. Billy has certainly succeeded in her attempt to rattle Mert. Will Mert be able to go through with her number? If she doesn't, it can have many serious consequences. And it's her big chance, too. We'll hear how she made out in the next thrilling episode in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.